Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and today is my birthday. Yay! Happy birthday to me and to anyone else out there who is celebrating or about to or just has celebrated an Aries sign birthday. So we got a fun, interesting show for you today. Put a shout out to get as many people giving me a buzz for today's show as possible so that we can hear from you. You can talk about your birthday. You can share with me your birthday. All kinds of fun stuff. So, I want to hear from you. Again, you can always go to our fan page at the Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page on Facebook and learn more about what we've got going on and what's happening in the community. We highlight women in business. We don't exclude men, but we highlight women in business and the community. So we're looking to interview you for our different PR stuff that we've got going on. We've got the radio show, which you're listening to. I write for the Examiner column, which is the Columbus Examiner. It's an online publication that has about 6 million subscribers, I believe, or something like that. And I write for the Women in Business section. So you can participate in a, positive PR package for highlighting you, our business profile program, and we also include video. So one of my goals is to help put video in the hands of as many business owners as possible so that you can, get found faster in search engines, number one. Number two, it's a really easy way, to convey your message to your audience and to your the target that you're trying to reach. So, again, video has grown, communication has grown, everybody's going to their cell phones to reach their audience, and, we want to support you in that process with the cutting-edge technology. As a prosperity advisor and coach, today's theme is about getting back to your core. And so I've been looking at what are my core services, what are my core values, and how can I help the most people? Well, that's absolutely going back to my coaching. And that's what I want to do is get back to my coaching roots and be that advisor and support system for you. I help people with marketing strategies that are typically free and simplified on the web. But that's not what everybody needs all the time. Let's talk about you and what your personal needs are, because business is always personal. So I'm making a concerted effort to go back to basics for my friends and for my colleagues. So if you want to give me a call on the radio show today and, let us know what you're thinking, it's just 646-595-3440. And, call in for your free prosperity reading. We are here to share with you how you can monetize and achieve your dreams and desires and have fun doing what you're passionate about. Turn that into a business. So give us a call at 646-595-3440. We're going to take a couple breaks because I've got some people IMing me, then we want to send some links out. So I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in on my birthday. Take care. Bye.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day line dance cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013 and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then. Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Okay, we are back live on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. That was a shout-out to a fabulous fundraiser that's happening for Mother's Day celebration and to raise money for purchasing and renovating a building that will be used by Advert One Traditional Housing so that those teens and women getting out of correctional facilities or are homeless have a place to go and have a resource of self-improvement and to get their power back. Because when you're in a situation like that, it can be very, very traumatizing. You have to click into survival mode. It's just an interesting thing where you don't really have a sense of humanity anymore when you're in an environment, when you're on the streets or when you're in jail. Everything is based on going back to the basic needs, shelter, warmth, food, and safety. And, you know, sometimes you've got to be hard and selfish and take care of yourself just to stay alive. And I mean that sincerely. It is not a pleasant place to be. And it does warp you. So, you know, if you don't take compassion into account for people that you see, you're not fulfilling your purpose. And what I mean by that is, you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody got somewhere they come from, and they're trying to be a better person. And you can show them that they're okay. Lead by example and help them out. So, you know, we hope that you choose to call into the show today at 646-595-3440 so that we can, help share your story, your business focus. If you've got some shout-outs for the community and let the audience know what's going on in your world. Sorry, I'm trying to email and so forth to everybody online. I'm going to go ahead and launch our chat browser in a separate window, see if anybody's listening or tuning in the chat room. Sometimes we get participants, sometimes we don't, but you can always call in and join the show by calling 646-595-3440 because we want to hear from you. Looks like we do have a caller on the phone. So let's see who we've got listening to our show today. Caller, your last four digits are 3565. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Heather. This is Renee. I'm the president of Advert One. How are you?
I'm great. It's my birthday.
Woo!
So we're
celebrating
a birthday shout out. Thank you. So thanks for calling into our show live. I just did a quick commercial that I put out on the web, but I know you haven't heard it, so I'll play it after you take the time to let the audience know about, you know, your journey and what your project is, and then we can talk a little bit about this fun event that's coming up. So take it away, Renee.
Okay. I am, of course, as she said, Renee from Advert One Community Outreach. The program is Advert One Mothers Transitional Life Housing Program, which entails housing mothers who have been homeless. Indeed, I have been where they are and lived in my car with my daughter for 6 months. So it's my job, it's my calling, it's my focus to actually assist other women to rebuild their lives, teach them how to move forward and not take the things that they have come across and use them as a crutch to not move forward in life. So we do have a fundraiser coming up for our new building that we're trying to purchase, and we need some TLC to the building. So we have a fundraiser coming up in May on the 17th to raise funds.
A little bit about your journey, because I think that's what I was just saying before you called in about how important a system of support is in these situations. Whether it's somebody that's in a homeless situation or getting out of the prison system, and how you just click into survival mode, and that no one can truly understand what that feels like unless they've been in that situation.
Right.
And I know it, I know what that situation is from a different angle. So you really start to become less and less, in a sense, you feel less and less human, at least in my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the people around you, I observed, were less and less human because it was all about basic needs met. Shelter, warmth, food. So, you know, and you had a daughter to take care of. So talk about that. Let the audience really understand how important this project is for those that are in these situations.
Well, to make a long story short, I was actually a ward of the court, and a ward of the court means that I was in and out of foster care as a child. I was lucky enough to be adopted by my aunt and uncle at 10. And then from there, I lived in New York City. And actually, when I turned 17, I became emancipated and wanted to move here and live with my parents. And needless to say, me and my parents didn't get along, so I wound up with a child and living in a car on the street. And like you said, I jumped into survivor mode because it was like I had no one here. I had family here, but I didn't really know them. So it wasn't like I can go and move in with family and let family take care of me. So I found mission after faith mission. I went to faith mission. I went to different churches and organizations. And a lot of them at that time didn't have shelter for the parent and the child to stay together. So it was about going out, and after I finally come to the point, after living from Nelson Park to Greenlawn Park to each and every park that I had the ability to move to before the police put me out every time, then found a church that actually gave you vouchers to move into to stay in the Knights Inn. So in the evening, I stayed at Knights Inn. I still insisted on making sure that I went to school and to work because I had to supply for my child regardless. So I still had to work and I still had to go to school.
During that time?
Huh?
You were
in
school?
Yes, I did stay in school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And because I was on assistance, I had Title 20, and which helped me with the child care for my daughter during the day. So when we got dressed and left every morning, I would go to school, and then after school, I'd go to work, and I kept it moving. But a lot of people don't have the initiative to actually keep moving once you get into that mode. They break down, and you worry about where is your next house, where you have to live next. can I get the education? And people are constantly turning you down and moving you into a position where you're nothing. You don't even belong in regular society if you don't have the bare essentials.
Right. And it's interesting to me because so many people are in a really tough situation these days. And I want to applaud the agencies that are out there, and they are doing their best. They're human people just like us. And we get mad at them
right.
because we can't get what we want. But at least, you know, and I talk to other people, like we've got energy assistant programs called HEAP that will help with your utilities low. We've got food programs. Other cities, other states don't have that kind of help. My friend in Florida,
right.
she's never heard of something like that, you know. And
well, the bad part is they don't advertise it. That's the biggest part. They don't advertise it. They don't put those things out in the forefront. You have actually, a lot of these places, you have to go dig for the information.
Mm-hmm. There isn't, and they don't talk to each other either. That's one
Mm-mm.
thing I noticed about social agencies in regards to, like, working with people with drug and alcohol addictions that are coming out of the prison systems, and I'm speaking of the women that I've interacted with. You know, they can be on a waiting list for, say, a transitional housing situation like Amethyst or a halfway house, but there's a waiting list. And it was interesting to me that and I don't know the number of them that are still viable out there. Maybe you do, but let's say there's four agencies or four homes available. Well, Amethyst isn't talking to the other homes about their availability. So if somebody calls Amethyst House and they actually answer the phone and or return your phone call because there's such a huge waiting list, or your caseworker or your probation officer's helping you through the prison, all this stuff, you don't know what else is available because they're so focused on their own stuff. And so the problem with that is they can't get support from other agencies unless they think to reach out. And it's causing a disconnect to the public, the people that need the help. So that's kind of where Purpose for Women International wants to be that bridge, wants to be that go-between as much as they can between resources and agencies. And we're building that network. We're brand new. And now we've got Advert One as a partner that we're supporting. And, you know, we want to see you succeed. And so whatever it takes to help these nonprofits succeed by providing them with fundraising opportunities. See, you've already got it. You've been doing events. You're that go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
You are the rare breed. You're that top 5% or 2% that, you know, goes through the struggle and succeeds, but there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of others, children, teens, runaways, you know, teen mothers, and so on, that aren't as lucky because they were beat down so much, just not in them yet. I'm going to say the operative word is yet.
But then there's a lot of people who are teaching these kids and training these kids, and they haven't experienced what I have experienced. So it's hard for somebody to look at somebody and say, well, you've never been homeless. What do you know what I'm going through? Or you've never done this. How do you know what I'm going through? And that's how a lot of people, once they're in the situation, feel about the people that are helping them, because they feel like they're looking down on them.
Right. That's true. Because it's our pride that gets wounded, and that's all ego stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's
and
hard.
And I feel like that's why that's why I've struggled so much, is because God has put it, I feel like my struggle was to help someone else. And I think that everybody should feel that way. Any struggle that you've been through or you've, you know, moved forward through or surpassed, you should always look back and see somebody else that's going through that struggle, and not to look down on them, but to help them and move forward.
Yes. So we're human too. And we're all kind of in survival mode and shock, and a lot's going on out there in the world that freezes people. And, you know, so I want to applaud you for being that example. I look forward to you writing your story down and being that inspiration. That's one of the programs we have that we're establishing with Purpose for Women International, is a publishing program, because I feel that everybody's got a story, especially when you're doing something like this that's community action oriented, and it empowers other people in the similar situations to take away the shame. When we can remove the shame, that's our own perception of the pain.
Right, because you can't hide from you.
Right, right. And now you turn it into a strength, which is I'm telling my story. Yeah, if I could go do it differently, I would, but it's the past. I have no control over that, but I can plan for the now, and I can make choices for the future. And I'm going to not beat myself up for my past. Mm-hmm. And we're going to accept people in a place of non-judgment. That's what I want to promote and share. And I know that's what you're an example of. By exemplifying the strengths, and you're overcoming the situations, and then going to the next extreme. It's not enough you're a great mom and you're doing stuff like that. You went to school.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something
right.
The next step. So now you're in the top 1%, right, of overcoming
yeah.
it. And that shows
rare.
People what they can do. And that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so grateful to meet you and give you a platform to share your message and talk about this fundraising that you're doing. And let's talk a little bit more about the fundraiser. You know, when is it? How can people get in touch with it? Where can they register and all that fun stuff?
It is May the 17th. It's going to be held at Grotto Hall. Some of the event features will start at 6 o'clock, and it will go until 1 o'clock a.m. And you can either contact myself at 614-886-3565. There is information on my Facebook, which is Renee, Honestly God's Child, Moore. You could also email me at Renee, R-E-N-E-A, that is, _ Moore, @live.com. Also, Heather is one of our contacts, too, so you can contact Heather Tapia.
Yes. If what we're looking for, ladies and men out there, business owners, entrepreneurs, this is a great way to launch your business or promote your business. So we're looking for vendor tables and sponsors. We'd love to have some pampering, some spa services starting at 6 o'clock so that you have
mm-hmm.
ample time to network and share what your passion is and what your business is to the public that's attending. So you can call me at 614-383-8073 and go to Entrepreneur Excellence fan page because I'm going to be posting Renee's profile. I'm just about to do that. We're going to have a simple registration page up as soon as I figure out why e-event isn't allowing people to pay money. I sent a ticket in because I can't set up the event because there is a small donation. It's a fundraiser, folks. You know, we're asking for community support and sponsors. And, you know, if you're a business, this is a great, inexpensive way to get advertising in Girlfriends Talk mm-hmm. magazine, on the fan page, on our radio show, all kinds of stuff, opportunity to get it out there. So,
you know,
please, please, please contact myself or Renee. And, Renee, what's your phone number again?
614-886-3565.
Perfect. And I'm posting again on our fan page. And then stay on the line with me. I made a 1.5-minute little commercial promo. So I'm going to play that, and then what I want to do when that's over is talk mm-hmm. more about how people can get involved with your organization and what they can do to support
sure.
it aside from just coming to the event. So hold
mm-hmm.
on while I find your commercial. Where did I put it?
And while you look for that, I just wanted to say, where else
sure.
in the world can you advertise? Come have a good time, raise funds for a good cause, all in one place at one time. Don't have that too
well,
often.
and there's line dancing. The whole point is to
oh, yeah, it's
them,
a line
right?
dance cabaret. Right. And we're honoring a lady named Lois who is like a mother of the community, and she'll be honored at that particular thing. So you'll be honoring a person advertising, having a good time, which is line dancing. Who doesn't like line dancing?
Right.
And come out and have a wonderful day.
And I think it's funny because I used to dance professionally, and I remember I had a gig at a bar, and we had to do the electric slide. So I can't stand the electric slide, but it's been like a good 20-some years well, 15 years maybe. I think I was 23, 22. So 10 years, 20 years. I'm 42 today, so I can't do math. But, I was at the Heritage Festival, the OSU Heritage Festival. There's all kind of line dancing going on now. I mean,
there's so many.
I was like, how do you do that one? So it's going to be an absolute blast. I can't wait to get out there and take a group thing. So here's the commercial, folks, and then we'll be right back. Tune in. Stay tuned to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We've got Renee Moore of Advert One Transitional Housing on the line, and this is what she's doing May 17th. Check it out.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance ticket. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Renee, I hope you liked that. It was on the
loved fly. Loved it.
Thank you. I want to do more of those. I'm getting better. So, again, that's another marketing opportunity for you listeners out there, how you can have a commercial on our radio show. We'd love it if you already had one made, but I can work it out to make one for you, as well as, you know, being on the show for an interview. We write for the Women in Business section, Examiner, so we'll do some post moving forward. We're going to do a business profile on Advert One and Renee, and then an event posting as we get closer to the May 17th date. So we do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to let them on and see if they have a question for you and see what who they are and what they've got to say. So caller, your digits are 9403, the last four. How can I help you today? Can you hear us? Well, they might just be listening to the show, but if you want to actually speak on the line, just push the number one, and you should be also able to talk on our line. So I'll put them back on hold, and you can go to our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/withinsights and listen to the show online as well. You can listen straight through Facebook, which is a kind of a cool feature. As well as follow and be a follower of the show and participate. So I'm going to leave them on caller 9403. I'm going to leave you unheld. So if you do happen to be able to say anything and it works, if not, and you're trying to speak and it's not working, just call, hang up, and call back. Sometimes that's technology for you. So, Renee, tell us more about how the community can get involved on a local and a national level, because you know, if this is something that you've heard of and you're not in the Columbus, Ohio area, you can still be a participant and help with fundraising efforts or support us, right? So tell them what kind of help you need.
Actually, because it is going to be a new building, any type of help, in-kind, cash, sponsorships, any kind of help is great. We do have some packets for the sponsorships starting at $150 going up to $1,000. I'm sorry, it's $75 going up to $1,000. So we have different levels, level one, $75, $300, $75, $150, $300, and $1,000. Each one of them will allow you not only to actually either get tickets for the fundraiser, but also you can come in and have advertising spots on anything that we advertise. Also, once we get our building up, we're going to, of course, need help with hands-on people coming in, carpenters, plumbers, whoever, whatever you do good, you can come in and help us. We're going to need volunteers for our women. We also need mentors. If you have done something or, you know, you want to get involved, you can also mentor some of our ladies. I'll be happy to take any applications.
I love that idea. I definitely want to help with that. And you've given me an idea. One of the programs that were in development with Purpose for Women International is creating jobs for the immigrants that come over and job skills. And so we're actively seeking construction companies for the skilled labor trades, people that locksmiths. There's all kinds of opportunities for us to start this program. So I wanted to throw that out there in the hat because I have a sense that if I can coordinate that program and start to get some sponsors and participants that are willing to work with this population of international, the international community, then what a great way for us to put them into practice by redoing the building. So you and I are definitely going to have to talk about how we can. I need some support on this project, this team, to create the jobs. I want to start a call center so we can generate marketing leads for my marketing company and other, and then resell that service to other companies. So somebody that comes in, maybe they're not an extrovert or they're not a skilled laborer, but they want to learn computer skills. They want to work on the phone and work on their English. And so the call center, we're going to have skilled trade, entrepreneurship, absolutely, 100%. We're going to be helping them, to build their skills from a mentorship program for being entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So, the goal is to help somebody. Oh, yes, hello.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Granville.
Yes, sorry to interrupt you. I was in the line at the bank and now on my way to a meeting, and I didn't want to interrupt you because you've got good things going on, but I had to go ahead and kind of jump in there while I could because pretty soon here I'll need to shut down. And
no, that's why I left meeting I'm on my way to. Open. I was like, I know somebody's there, but we'll just let them pop in when they can. Sometimes the cell phones don't connect and it doesn't work. But, yeah, so that just to finish my thought, so we're developing this program, so I'm looking for committee members for that project, Renee. And, absolutely. So thanks for tuning in, Granville. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and so forth. Tell us who you are and what's happening with you.
Granville Waiters here, born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, former OSU and East High School basketball player. Currently, when you talk about entrepreneurship, one of my goals is social entrepreneurship and just finding ways to get involved with things that can help others. So that kind of is a broad brushstroke of what I have going on and who I am.
And I'm so grateful to have met you last year. Even though our project didn't fly, we've been putting together our heads together for a lot of other things. And, Renee's project is just another example of the great people that are being I'm attracting into my reality, into my life, such as yourself. And, it is a community effort, and we all care about people. We want to make a difference. We want to provide them with opportunities that resonate and are passionate to them. And some of those are network marketing opportunities. You can go to Granville Waiters, WAITERS.com, and .net, and see the different opportunities that you've got going on for folks. You and I are partnering up on some things and seeing what we can do to help business owners with marketing and some additional revenue as well.
Can I ask a question to Renee, I believe it is? I did get in a little late on this conversation.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you for the connect.
it was a pleasure for me meeting Heather and just her energy and the synergy in terms of goals that that we have, you know, of course, for ourselves and the community. And then as that that synergy is growing with other folks that we're meeting and being able to bring together. You had mentioned a building. Do you have one already picked out in mind, or is it something, I heard you say new, so is it something that's going to be built?
It is a building that's located on Broad and Hamilton. And
okay,
the
okay.
building actually, that is my first choice. Now, I've also
okay.
been, I'm still looking, and
mm-hmm.
I'm still working with the person who actually still owns the building. It is right at, it's actually Shoemaker Lane. It's not actually on Broad and Hamilton. It's across the street from
mm-hmm.
the hotel. And the building is totally gutted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say it would be new, because everything would be changed on the inside of that building to accommodate.
Right. And here's the reason I asked is because I have had a concept that encompasses it's a one-stop shop where this is something that I looked at doing, I don't know, about 12 years ago. I still had the preschools at the time, and I say that because it was kind of tough to try to do anything else, and that's kind of what I ran into. But anyhow, this building, 70,000-square-foot building, was going to be able to hold different different entities, different programs, assets for our community. So that's, I'm just putting that out there. I know you're probably looking for something right now. I have had some recent conversations with some other organizations in the community, but this is a large project and it's going to take some time. So maybe
has the building
we can talk
already
about.
Been picked? Has the area been picked out, or is that's just the idea, or is
yeah,
the building on its way?
Yeah, the building, well, now it's currently occupied. When I first looked at it, it was empty. But
mm-hmm.
I stopped by there, and the folks in there, there's some conversation about they may move. They don't own the building. They're actually leasing it. So, you know, whether it's that one or another, it's just, again, my idea is self-sufficiency, building a situation where true enough, there's grant dollars, and we want to be able to take advantage of those as well, but also a way to generate revenue with that facility through rental of office space of these entities, along with whatever else we can do in terms of training our people and getting them ready for employment and that type of thing.
Exactly. One-stop shop is always the way to go. That's usually
right.
the
true.
Biggest
wonderful,
problem is people can't find what they need. Resources
right.
are too splattered apart to where you have to go here, you have to go to the west side, to the north side, just to get what you need. So the one-stop shop is the best way to go.
Right.
And I love
that,
because PWI is totally on board with that and bringing in, because I'm working with Urban Trendsetters Magazine in the minority market, but one thing that I've noticed is there's such an emphasis on minority just being, say, African-American or women. And what I'd like to do is kind of expand that definition to really, truly embracing the minority immigrant population that's growing and growing and so talented, so powerful. And combining forces, we can do so much change and affect change on that local, national, and international level together. And, you know, we need to see them as a part of the community, and they need to see us as a part of the community so that we're together as a village. And I'm just encouraging that kind of expansion for folks, because I'm working in selling advertising, and we're partnered with the Black Enterprise Magazine Entrepreneurial Convention, which is huge because it's the first time they're coming to Columbus to put on their event, and that's going to be great for entrepreneurs out there of any color or background. Number one, anytime you can do self-development, it's an empowerment, but I think the emphasis in what they're bringing is this national exposure, and it says, okay, you can do this. You are part of a national, international movement. Let's embrace that. Let's do something with that belief system. Let's remind ourselves that we're not an isolated being just trying really hard to sell something or make something happen. We're a co-creative force. So, yeah, awesome. Yeah, I love this. We got a lot to talk about for sure. It's fun.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have to take off and head inside here to this meeting, Heather and Renee. It was
good talking
with you. And
we've got to continue this.
We got to continue that conversation.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being a part of my birthday show. Today is my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Right. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah.
And I'm grateful to have an opportunity to do my radio show on my birthday. Super cool. And share it with you fine folks. Yeah. So, and you know that, you know how I am with projects, Grandma. I'll pick a date and we'll plant some seeds in the next couple of weeks. We'll support Renee through her fundraiser on the 17th, and then we'll put some plans of action towards developing this, you know, mentorship workforce, whatever we call it, program. So sounds good.
Right. All righty.
So
well, y'all take care and have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
And so how is there anything else you want to share with the audience about your event, how they can be a part of it?
Well, like I was saying again, as far as the event goes, we are trying to make sure – we are trying to raise funds to redevelop our and redevelop a building that will suit. And as Granville was saying, we're trying to make it where it's a one-stop shop as well, where they get – all the services in one spot. You don't have to, they're not just coming to live in the unit. They're actually, I mean, to stay there and then get out and off on and on into the streets. They're actually going to be certified before they leave. They'll have education. They'll have everything that's needed before they leave that facility. And so as I was saying, you can go online at on my Facebook page at Renee Honestly God's Child Moore, and you'll see the event posted there. My PayPal account is also attached to my email address, which is Renee, R-E-N-E-A, underscore Moore, at live.com. And also you can email me. Any help for these women is accepted. In kind for the giveaways, anything that you got that anybody has to offer will be great.
Yes, and we're definitely collecting that. We're making a big push today and moving forward to, you know, it's a great way to market yourself so and give back to the community. I think that's what's important. We don't ever want to lose sight that you have an opportunity to give back. Even if you're at the lowest point in your life, there's always somebody worse. There truly is. So don't lose faith in yourself and humanity because crazy things are going on in the world. I didn't want to put energy towards those chaotic things because I don't want to accentuate the fear. It's a time of no fear. We can let that go and keep moving forward. So, again,
absolutely.
Thanks so much, Renee, for being that voice of reason. And you can stay on with us. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Get Published Today project that I've got going that I was telling you about, where one of the things that I did is I was part of an international contest called the Best Brilliant Idea for Humanity. And in that process, I wrote a book called The 5 Steps to Abundance. And the only reason I finished it is, thank you, the only reason I finished it is because I had to submit it. For the contest. And I've been writing my whole life, and I'll start things. Aries start a lot. Sometimes we finish, sometimes we don't. I start a lot. Mm-hmm. And as a writer, I started a lot. And I'd have ideas coming out my wazoo. I couldn't sleep at night as a kid. And I had this giant notebook, and I would get up literally 15 to 20 times because a new idea would pop in my head. Just so I'm about to go to sleep, new idea. Oh, I got to write that down.
Wow.
You know? And that was my life. And no wonder I never woke up in the morning because I never went to sleep. So the fun part about what I do is when I learn something, I create a program and I want to teach it. So I launched getpublishedtoday.info as part of that project. And in that project, I was given a Word document, a template, to help organize my thoughts for the mini book. And so I've launched the class. It's going to start Monday, April 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's a conference call. It's a virtual web class, and you'll be getting stuff via email to guide you and have accountability to take your writing and organize it so at the end of the 5 weeks, you have a body of work that is ready for editing. And then we go on to the next step of the process, which is, okay, how do I get published? So I had my book. I wrote it. I print it. I take it to public speaking events, and I sell it at expos. And I encourage people to be ebook writers, and I personally hadn't gone through the process because it was my stuff. You know, that was that limiting belief within me. So this week, I'm proud to say my goal was to get it up there on Kindle, KDB, and it's up there. I'm just waiting for the final approval because in my excitement, there's a drop-down box that asks you who are the contributing parties, and it was like editor and illustrator. And I didn't put author.
A
day went by, and they're like, we can't do anything with your book because you didn't put who the author was. I'm like, well, duh, it's in the PDF. But so it was just, I thought that was really funny. Like, energetically, subconsciously, I'm still fighting the process, even though I want to do it. So that's how powerful our subconscious and our ego drama can be. And that feeds right into these limiting belief systems, you know, that the women, what you're helping and inspiring and people out there can experience. Here's somebody myself who practices the law of attraction and manifestation every moment. And one thing that it just shows me I'm still human, you know. So I thought that was an interesting point. You know, in the midst of all of it, I'm still human it. So,
shockingly, huh?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so it's like it doesn't matter. You're never better or less than somebody next to you because there's the person that just inspires you and you want to grow from or you want to be like or you want to fake it till you make it like a millionaire or a supermodel or an artist or another, you know, a nonprofit that's making a huge difference in the world or other organizations, you know, so it's okay to want to improve yourself and be above the line and better. Just keep striving for it, sure. So what I want to do with the Get Published program in Purpose for Women International is create a publishing house so that other nonprofits have the opportunity to take the course, have their affiliates, associates, employees, people that they help participate in the curriculum in the course and write their story down. And then it becomes a funding resource for the nonprofit. So the author can say, yes, I want to donate X number percentage to Advent One because they helped me. Here's my story, and I want them to make money. I'm a businesswoman, so I want that author to make money. So if PWI sponsors them to go through the program, then we'll take 10%. KDB and Amazon take 30%. We'll take 10%. That leaves 50%. So they could say, I want to give 10% to Advent One. I want to give 20%. I want to give 50%. Whatever they want to do per book, you know. So it'll add up, and it'll become that. I think it'll become a real great way for them to explore their emotions, especially for your nonprofit for sure, because the journey they're going through. And if they never want to publish it, it doesn't matter. Because it's them going through the self-discovery process of healing and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
That's the power in there, too. So wanted to share that. What I did is I created a subscription page, and you're welcome to take a look at it and subscribe if you want more information. I'm building that autoresponder loop today. And it's called Write, Publish, Speak, Sell .webs.com. webs.com, because I feel like that's a summary of the process. I want individuals who are public speakers to realize that it's time for them to write a book, and I want authors to realize it's time for them to be public speakers. The two are synonymously mutually beneficial, and it opens doors, and people want to hear your story. They want to buy you. They want to take a piece of you home. So if you're speaking and you've got a book, you're going to sell that book. Absolutely.
Right.
It's a great way to raise money and have some fun. So I'll have my book at the Line Dance Cabaret on May 17th. And we're looking forward to having some spa services, some massage. I'm going to call my healers. I've got a meeting tonight with some of them, and I'll talk to them about this event and say, hey, ladies, what do you want to do? They make some beautiful clothes, crocheted scarves and wraps and blankets, and Agape makes a bunch of other great stuff. And, yeah, I think it'll just be a beautiful, beautiful day. So thank you for creating that platform for dance, because I want to dance.
And I'm going to have a couple of line dance instructors there, so maybe they could teach you some moves.
Well, and that's cool, because I'll jump in and do it, and I'll do it my way. But I like learning new stuff. It's fun. And you sweat it off. So, folks, this is a great way to lose weight. It's bikini season. Come on. Got to get those abs and butt toned, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we can have more fun out there. Anything else you want to share with the audience? I'm waiting on our next guest, but she's not here yet, so we got plenty of time.
Let me see. Nothing really. We do have a couple of new sponsors for the program as well. Of course, Girlfriends Talk, BCMS, and Bank Certified Merchant Services. Steve Harper is offering to donate the security systems for the building.
Ooh.
Yes. We have a woman who actually sews, and I can't think of her company name. She's going to bring some dresses. She's offering dresses for anyone who doesn't have dresses to wear to the actual event. And she's going to make the alternations. She said they're sizes 2 to 14. So if anybody needs that information, they can also give me a call, and I'll forward you her information so that you can have your own made dress for the event. And that's about
far
as it is concerned. But that is great. I was like, she's going to donate dresses for people to wear. They have to give them back, I think, because she keeps them I think she actually uses those in her fashion shows and things as well.
But
she'll do all the
so
alternations
sweet.
On them. Yes.
That is so awesome. I love that. I love that idea. So don't worry about not having clothes to wear, ladies. We know us. By the time an hour or two goes by of dancing, our shoes will be off anyway, so it really doesn't matter what your shoes look like, because they'll all be in a pile on the side, because we want to keep moving. So, again, thanks so much, Renee. I'll work on that subscription, the event registration page for you, and which will include the more information about the event and the sponsors, so people can see who's getting involved, so they can want to get involved. And I'll try to get that done in the next 2 days for you. Again, like I said, e-event for some reason isn't letting me even do a price for registration for my book class, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on with them, and then we'll be all set up. So I'll just use something else if it doesn't work. So
about the website. The website should be up in the next 2 days. That's
nice.
Avert 1, that's A, V as in Victor, ERT, and the number 1.com. That should be up in the
perfect.
Next 2 days.
Yes, so that's good. I looked it up today, so I'm not going to post it on the fan page till it's ready. So you just copy me, tag me on your shout out when you launch it, and then I can share it and post it on all my other stuff, and we'll get that out on the fan page for everyone as well. So thanks so much for being a part of our show today, and let us know what
Thank
you
me.
Need. Folks, you're welcome. Call in anytime. We're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3:30 Eastern. So you don't have to ask my permission to call into my show to say something about what you're doing. I don't mind.
All right.
I get a little bored talking to by myself sometimes, so it's nice to have a break so I can breathe or do a break. So let's play that commercial and our other sponsors one more time, and see if we can't get our next guest on the line for you. Thanks, Renee. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man. My chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, M-U-D-T-O-E, S-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, or by email at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. And that was a shout out for the May 17th fundraiser for Advert One Transitional Housing. And it will happen from 6 to 1 p.m. at I forgot the address. Sorry, folks. And then we've got some other show hosts on our channel. That is Jenny Seek is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. And Mudtoe Sasquatch is Mudtoe at Midnight on Saturdays. So wanted you to let you know that we've got With Insights channel, and we've got some great show hosts that you can listen to. So please support our station at withinsightsradio.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. We've got archive shows for every episode we've done, some great stuff out there. So thanks for being a fan. Let us know what you're interested in listening to. Simply go to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Facebook and let us know who you want to hear about, who you want to hear from, what topics. Again, this show is for you, so I want to know what it is you want to listen to. Can't know if you don't tell us, so please, please, please participate. Looks like we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and see if... caller, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, great, great. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, Heather. My name is Tammy Wilson. I am a holistic life coach, and I specialize in helping people with their love life. Hello? Hello? Can you, I'm sorry, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. I said people were beeping in on the phone. I was trying to get rid of them so I could hear you. So I didn't hear what you said, but thanks for being on the show, Tammy. What we're doing today is it's my birthday show.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. You've been a long-time friend of mine. I know we've spent my birthday together multiple times. We've had some fun. And this year is going to be no different. My focus on life is about inspiring and being available and of service to other people. And one way I do that is by having platforms for people to share their message. So I'm so grateful to have you on my Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show. You are an example of a successful woman in business as well as an entrepreneur. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about, you know, what your focus is today. And then I'd like to also spend a little time and inspiration on helping that business owner in waiting, if you know what I mean. That person that really wants to start a business, knows what they want to do, but just hasn't crossed that step. So you can be an example to them, an inspiration to get them to that next level, to take that leap of faith. So, but first tell the audience, you know, what's your main focus in your business today?
Okay, what I do with clients is I help people really get what they want with their love life. So whether they're in a relationship, if they've just gotten out of one, if they are thinking about getting divorced, or if they've just gotten divorced, or if they're grieving a loved one, what I do with people is I help them realize what they want and need in love and actually how they are, who they are in a relationship. And so through that process, a wonderful thing actually happens, and most of my clients, they end up marrying their ideal mate. And that's why I started branding myself as Get Your Ideal Mate. My website is getyouridealmate.com. So what I do with people is I help them realize what's blocking their happiness in their love life and what's kind of inhibiting them from getting that partner and the relationship that they want. Once I do that, then magically enough, the perfect partner shows up in their life, and then the next thing I know, they're getting married. So it's really quite wonderful.
Well, and I think, you know, it's important for, you know, everyone struggling with a couple main issues out there in the world. And they tend to be, you know, money, finding a job, and being happy. And we equate a lot of times our happiness with being in a partnership or in a relationship. And I know that as a holistic coach, you can help guide a person to understanding truly more about the relationship they have with themselves.
Right.
That will allow
that
them to attract
true.
The right person. And
right.
I know that
it's very important that you heal yourself. That way you have a clear sense of self so that you can be happy with yourself, so you can love yourself. That way you can receive love from someone else. Because if you have things that you are consciously or subconsciously aware of that you do not like about yourself, then how would you be able to comprehend someone else liking or loving those aspects of yourself? So it's very important that people do go through that healing process of discovering oneself and loving oneself. That way they can be there for their other partner as well as receive the love from that partner. So, yes, I absolutely agree with that.
Well, and you know, I know that, you know, it's interesting because it is a process. You know, we're always, you know, the main relationship you're only going to have is with yourself. And yet nobody talks about that. They don't focus on it. And we base our happiness on the relationship we have with other people. And so it's important to realize that ultimately you came in by yourself, you're going to go out by yourself. So you better enjoy where you are in the midst of all of that and make the best of it. But at the same time, you do deserve a loving relationship, and you can attract that. And I think, you know, everyone needs some type of coach or counselor at some point in their life, and it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually, to me, a demonstration of strength that you want to be a better person. So can you describe the process, like, you would, so somebody can have an idea, because I'm sure there's a lot of fear attached to going through this self-discovery process in any capacity. I know that I had it when you introduced me to it in 98, you know, and I think that's a funny story. We've known each other a long time, and we were friends, and we were hanging out, and you were like, you know, Heather, you got a lot of anger, and I think you need to go to this class. I think you need to meet my friend John. And I didn't know what you were talking about, but I was willing to go, and it changed my life. You realize that? Like, I mean, I know you realize it, but that one suggestion. So, you know, even in the midst of my anger and my fear, it was a divinely guided, presented gift. It was an absolute gift. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I wouldn't, I would be, I don't know what I would be. I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be this Heather. I'd be a different Heather, but certainly wouldn't be the PR Heather, abundance marketer, prosperity advisor, author, empowerment speaker. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe, but not the same way.
Right. Very true.
So that's just interesting to think. It's my birthday, so I can be reflective.
yeah.
So walk us through that process of working with a client and to pacify their fears. Help somebody feel comfortable. They really don't know what the heck it is they need, but they know they need something.
Right. What I do is I help people realize what their current status is, whether if they are in a relationship or if they are not in a relationship, but I help them discover what has been working and what has not been working. But the most important thing is my clients and I, we have fun. I love to laugh, as you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we have so much fun during this whole process, and it is just so wonderful for me to help them discover what they really want and need in a partner and a relationship. And it's just a fun discovery process. It's sort of like, you know, if you're, you know, finding your favorite outfit or job or recipe or something, it's a fun discovery process. So it's not, you know, painful or taxing. It's more of a fun discovery. So that's probably the first step that we do in my Heal and Get Your Ideal Mate program.
Nice. And I know there are no guarantees. As a prosperity advisor, you know, my focus is clearing stuck energy, creating a plan of action, and then, you know, offering online web solution, marketing solutions and creating the flow of currency. But there are no guarantees. And so someone shouldn't come into this process with a preset expectation. I want to caution the audience to that, because you're just setting yourself up for failure. Now, on the same token, you can set an intention, and you can absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, receive your intention. There's a slight difference in energy on those two words. Does that make sense? Intention versus expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about that for people.
I think just like with your business and as well as mine, you can't get what you want until you have a clear picture as to what it is, until you know what you want. And I'm sure you would agree with that, just like, you know, you were asking me or talking about the person that's on the fence about starting their own business or whatnot. So before you can do anything or really be fully happy, you have to know what it is that you want that will make you feel happy or that will fulfill whatever it is that you're looking for. You know what I mean? So that is the first step that someone has to do, because until you really know what you want and need in a partner and a relationship, you can't get it. And so, and if you don't know that, obviously you can't get it, so you aren't going to be happy. So you have to know what it is that you want first, right? So,
yes.
And then once you know what it is, and then once you clear out the fear, it shows up. So I can't say, I agree with you, we can't say there are no guarantees, but I will tell you that it's almost law. If you know what it is that you want and you clear the way, you are going to get it. I mean, it's just an absolute. So
you said it very cohesively, and I think that's what's important for people that are venturing on this journey of quote-unquote self-discovery is, you know, have that clear picture. Sometimes it's muddy. We don't know what it is. We don't know because it hides from us. And so having somebody to bounce ideas off of, interact with, that has a better intention for ourselves than we know we deserve yet. And I'll say that again. For example, when I work with a client from a marketing standpoint, I can see very clearly their potential. And I have 100%
right.
belief in their potential. But
right.
it's because it's not my belief that's in question, it's their belief. So I share
right.
that with
and
them.
And that's our job
and
as
so
a coach, is to hold that torch for that person, to help them on their way, and to help them come into their true full potential. That's what all coaches do, at least that's what all coaches should do. Whether it's athletics or, you know, life or business coaching, that's what a coach does. They help you get
yeah.
what it is that you really truly want that you haven't been able to achieve on your own.
And pushing you to be more than you thought you were possible, that you thought was possible.
Right.
I love that
exactly.
aspect of it too. And that's
I
why
do.
I firmly believe every coach needs a coach. There's no shame in being at the top of your game or acknowledging that your game could be bigger and better and getting support and help for it. So with that in mind, you know, it's my birthday. I'm single. And I know we were talking a little bit about this earlier,
yeah.
and I think we can really develop this idea one-on-one after
mm-hmm.
the show, because I've got some kind of ideas, and I know you have ideas. We just have to
right.
do it the right
yeah.
way so it doesn't come off cheesy. But, you know, Tammy's graciously offered to help kind of coach me through the process, and in exchange, I'm willing to put my literal butt out there and go through the embarrassing trauma of doing it live on the air. So her and I are going to figure out what that's going to look like, audience, and we're going to make it a combination of Facebook, video, radio, print, whatever we can come up with in our two brilliant minds of idea creation. And I'm really curious to go through this process because I can help unblock somebody's prosperity, and a coach needs a coach, but I want to be in a loving partnership. But I know I've got issues and baggage and stuff, but I'm ready to face
like
it head on. Yes. Like, I'm human. Welcome to human nature, humankind, right? I'm on Earth
right.
for a reason. If I didn't have emotions, I'd be dead. I'd be crossed over. And as a spiritual being in an earthly body, I'm willing to be happy with that. I came here for a purpose. I want to feel it. And so I'd like to, you know, go through your program and be an example to the audience so they'll be able to, it'll be transparent as we can possibly make it within reason. And talk about it live and balls out on the air, because we can make it a whole hour segment from 3 to 4 every week or something, or a half hour, whatever it means. So you and I will work out the details, but I want to make the announcement today because I think today I was like, should I wait a week? No. My guides are like, nope, today's the day, it's your birthday, make the announcement, set it in stone, and plant the seed, and let's make it happen. Because if you and I can do some work together over the next couple of weeks, you've got an event that's coming up that I'm going to go to. We can see what happens at this event. So why don't you tell the audience about that?
Yes, we have a singles networking meeting, and that is on May 2nd. It's at Coach's Sports Bar and Grill on Bethel in Dublin, Ohio. That starts at 5:30. You can actually pre-register for the event, so you can fill out your profile and also be eligible for lots of giveaways that we have going on, which I am so super excited about. We've got all kinds of gift certificates to Woodhouse Day Spa. We have Magic Mountain. We've got goodies from the Sisters Sweet Shop in Dublin, as well as the Brazen Head. We have a whole bunch of different gift certificates and giveaways to give out. So make sure that you register for the singles networking event. You can register at www.getyouridealmate.com. And I believe Heather's got the link there that she can post as well. So be sure that you get out and register for the singles networking event. We're going to have tons of fun games. It's going to be a very interactive event, so it's not going to be just like a bunch of standing around and you have to work the room type of thing. So there's going to be all kinds of fun interactive games and things that we're going to play, as well as the awesome giveaways that we have as well. So be sure to register at www.getyouridealmate.com.
Well, I am looking forward to it for sure because,
you know, I just moved to a new side of town from the north side to the east side. And I've been sharing with my listeners, you know, that journey and what it took to let go of a location and stuff that I had in my house for 40 years and move on from that. And things have been beautiful here. I've got woods to walk in. My dogs are loving it. I'm loving it. I'm getting thin. I'm working out. I got a fitness place. Can't wait for the pool to open up so we can have some pool parties. And all kinds of good stuff. So it's time for me to clear this stuff and attract my ideal mate with the help of Tammy Wilson, relationship coach. So I'm excited. We're going to have some fun. I'm not going to like the whole thing because when you get to the guts, it hurts. I'm not going to be easy because I've never been easy, have I? But she knows me. Tammy and I have been friends long enough. She knows how I am, so she's going to help me bust through it. And I promise, since we're putting it on the air and we're here to, and I can do it for other people, I'll be as authentic and real and really, really make an effort to make it happen.
Awesome.
Ultimately, it's my happiness on the line, right?
So,
and some beautiful
right.
hot guy out there. Lucky you.
Cool.
So come on
well,
out.
Inviting me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. So we're gonna. I've got your website up here. We're gonna put some shout outs on the fan page. So go ahead and post some more information about your event during the on the fan page at Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and give me a call either today. You know, after this phone, after we get off the air, because we got like 6 minutes left. And let's strategize how we're going to make this happen, what I need to do to be your example client to find my ideal mate. So
okay,
thanks for Tammy.
Absolutely fabulous. Okay, thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I will talk to you soon. Have a good
Alrighty.
Night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, folks, that was Tammy Wilson, your relationship coach of www.getyouridealmate.com. We're going to have some fun with Tammy every week. So I look forward to putting my butt on the out there so you can hopefully grow from my journey and my experience. So look forward to having you tune into that part of the show every week and so forth and what that's going to look like. I want to thank everyone out there for participating in our Wednesday show today, the Happy, Happy, Happy to Me birthday show. Granville Waiters, Renee Moore, Tammy Wilson, all the well-wishers on Facebook friends and my spiritual family for being a part of it. So thanks so much, and I look forward to you tuning in some more every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern on the blogtalkradio.com/withinsights channel. We're going to leave you with a few more commercials and a reminder on how you can participate in the May 17th fundraiser. And please support our other show hosts that we've got. We've got a new show on love that I've been noticing I haven't had a chance to check out. But again, want to thank, be grateful for all the beauty in the world. And, you know, you just have to be humble and continue to say thank you, even when it's a rough time. And be willing to address and let go of your stuff and improve. So see you in abundance. Thanks for tuning in. And here's a word from our sponsors.
I am Dawn of the New Era, intuitive healer and seer.
Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day line dance cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Thanks so much for being tuning in to our show. See you next Wednesday, 2 o'clock Eastern. See you in abundance. Take care. Bye-bye.